Okay, so
now we turn to the final one. Church is one, holy, Catholic and apostolic. Now this, of the four terms, is the most important one. Church is apostolic. Now, the word apostolic comes from the word apostle. And as you know, Jesus chose 12 apostles. Now, he had lots and lots of disciples. He had thousands, tens of thousands of disciples. A disciple is someone who sits down and listens to someone talking. So you're my disciples at this moment. Yeah, you're listening to me and hopefully learning from me. So a disciple is someone who learns. And that's the Welsh word for a student in class. Disciple. But out of the 12, out of these thousands of disciples, Jesus chose 12 of them, 12 disciples, and he called them apostles. And he spent all night in prayer before he chose them. And he decided on 12. And he called them apostles. And the word apostle, it's a very important word, and it links with what we were just saying about the church spreading out. The word apostle means someone who is sent by somebody else with a message. An apostle. An ambassador, really. A representative of somebody else. Someone who speaks in the name of somebody else. That's what an apostle is. Okay? Someone who is sent out by somebody else to speak as a representative of the person sending. He calls them the apostles. And when we say that the church is apostolic, we're saying that the church has a very important connection with these 12 apostles. Now, the first thing to notice about the 12 apostles is that they were chosen by Christ to be his very close followers. They were all his followers, his disciples, but the 12 apostles were disciples who got first-class treatment. So he would speak to the crowds in parables. He chose to speak to these thousands and thousands of people who gathered to listen to him in parables. Now, a parable is a story. And it's a story with a moral. And he was speaking to, you know, the intellectuals, the Pharisees, the scribes. He was also speaking to the very ordinary, uneducated people. And he chose to speak in stories that they could take home and think about and see the moral of it. And his parables are utterly famous, not just because we've been brought up on them, but because they are, in terms of stories, they're absolutely exquisite. They're all very simple, very, very simple, so the simplest of souls could understand them. Very simple stories. But boil them down and say, what's that story saying? And there's a profound, profound meaning. So he would speak to the crowds in parables. They would go home and they would think about it. They would try to get to the meaning of it. But when he got the 12 apostles on their own, he explained the parables to them. So what our Lord was doing, he was instructing these 12 apostles on a one-to-one basis. Now, you know, at the end of 1 year with me, one night a week for an hour and a half, you will be ready to be received into the church. You will have been given the basics of the Catholic Church. And the rest of your life, you will deepen that understanding through reading and sermons and so on. I'm giving you the essentials. But after a year, one night a week for a year, you're received, you have enough. And that from me. Imagine every night and every afternoon and every morning with Jesus. Not for 1 year, but for three. 3 years with Christ, day in, day out, being taught by him, one to one. Now that's what was happening. So these 12 apostles, they got kind of university level instruction and beyond, because it was Christ who was the teacher. And what was he preparing them for? Why was he teaching these 12 in this way? Well, he was teaching them, obviously, that they would become the foundation, the beginning of this new organisation which he was going to found, which he was going to call the church. And the reason why, and that's pretty obvious when you think of it, because why did he choose 12? Because there were 12 patriarchs. Because the Jewish people, the Jewish church, the people of God, that's what we said the church is, the people of God, the Jewish people of God, the Jews, were the descendants of the 12 sons of Jacob, of Israel. Each one of those 12 sons was a patriarch. Each patriarch became the father of a tribe, and the 12 tribes together became the people of God. And so Christ chooses 12 men to be his apostles, because he is intent on creating a church. Now, the Jewish church built on the 12 patriarchs, and Christ's church is going to be built on the 12 apostles. So that's the significance of the number 12. And that is why he set about explaining everything in great, great detail to these 12 apostles. Okay, he was preparing them, therefore, for the foundation of the church. Okay? So we'll leave that now and have our break. We'll come back in a minute.